At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Nestled in the foggy embrace of the Santa Cruz Mountains, Brookdale Lodge stands as a testament to the past, where redwoods meet the rolling mist and history lingers in the air. With its rustic charm, the lodge has welcomed guests for over a century, attracting everyone from celebrities to politicians. But behind its cozy walls and scenic beauty, there lies an unsettling story, a tale of a tragic drowning that is believed to have left behind more than just memories. Guests have reported strange occurrences over the years, a young girl in a white dress wandering the halls, eerie footsteps echoing through empty rooms, and unexplained sounds that fill the air with dread. Is it just the product of overactive imaginations, or does something linger in the shadowy corners of Brookdale Lodge? In this episode, we'll explore the legend of Sarah Logan, a young girl who allegedly drowned in the lodge's brook, and the strange phenomena that continue to haunt the space. We'll also take a closer look at the lodge's storied history, the ghostly experiences of those who've stayed there, and the theories that attempt to explain it all. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Brookdale Lodge, a hidden gem tucked away in the Santa Cruz Mountains, has long been a place of retreat and relaxation. But for some, the beauty of its natural surroundings is overshadowed by the eerie events that have unfolded within its walls. Established in the late 1800s, this once luxurious resort has witnessed many seasons, hosting famous guests like Marilyn Monroe, James Dean, and President Herbert Hoover. Its history is rich, but there's one story that lingers like an old shadow, the tale of a young girl who met a tragic fate and whose spirit is said to haunt the lodge to this day. The legend of Sarah Logan's death is central to the haunting. The story goes that Sarah, a young girl who was staying at the lodge with her family, drowned in the creek that runs through the Brook Room, the lodge's famous dining area. The creek flows beneath the floor, creating a serene atmosphere for guests. But for Sarah, it became the scene of her untimely demise. While the exact circumstances surrounding her death remain unclear, the tragedy has become an integral part of the lodge's legend. Some claim she was playing near the brook, others suggest she fell in, but the outcome is always the same, a life cut short and a restless spirit left behind. However, there's more to this legend than just a tragic event. Despite the widespread belief in Sarah Logan's death at the lodge, there is no official record that confirms this story. Historical records fail to corroborate the existence of a young girl named Sarah Logan, much less any drowning incident tied to the lodge. This discrepancy has raised questions about the accuracy of the legend. Was Sarah Logan a real person, or did her story evolve over time to explain the paranormal events that have plagued the lodge? The mystery surrounding her death adds an extra layer of intrigue to the haunting. Still, the legend persists, and with it, reports of paranormal activity. Guests and staff alike have recounted strange occurrences, flickering lights, inexplicable cold spots, and sounds that seem to come from nowhere. But it wasn't until the mid-20th century that the hauntings at Brookdale Lodge began to attract serious attention. The lodge's growing reputation as a haunted location became more widely known when paranormal investigators and psychics started to explore the site. These investigations led to the discovery of something both unsettling and fascinating: the presence of multiple spirits, including that of a young girl believed to be Sarah Logan. Psychic investigators have weighed in, with some claiming that the lodge is home to as many as 49 different spirits. While Sarah Logan is the most frequently reported apparition, Other mysterious figures have been sensed and strange energy patterns have been detected. But what is it about Brookdale Lodge that has made it such a focal point for paranormal activity? Many theorists point to the lodge's unique architecture and natural environment. Built in the late 1800s, the lodge has undergone several renovations over the years, yet many original features remain intact. Hidden rooms, winding hallways, and even secret passages. These architectural quirks might contribute to the eerie atmosphere, amplifying feelings of unease and making it easier for guests to interpret strange noises and sights as supernatural. One of the most interesting aspects of the lodge's haunting is the psychological impact it has on its visitors. The very reputation of Brookdale Lodge as a haunted location seems to prime guests to experience things they might not otherwise notice. When people expect to encounter the supernatural, their perceptions can be influenced by their beliefs and fears. In this sense, the ghostly encounters at the lodge could be explained by psychological factors such as expectation, suggestion, and the power of the mind. Some have even suggested that the phenomenon might be a form of collective consciousness. Guests are picking up on energy left behind by others who have experienced similar things, like a kind of emotional residue that lingers in the environment. Despite the rational explanations, there are moments that defy easy interpretation. Guests who claim to have seen Sarah Logan's spirit are often struck by the vividness of the apparition. One guest recalled seeing a young girl in a white dress standing at the end of the brook room, her form translucent but distinctly childlike. As they approached, she vanished without a trace. It's these kinds of accounts that continue to fuel the mystery, as guests and staff alike report encounters that seem too real to be mere tricks of the mind. As the years have gone by, the stories of ghostly encounters at Brookdale Lodge have only grown more compelling. With each new report, the mystery surrounding the lodge deepens, inviting more questions than answers. Are the hauntings merely a reflection of a tragic past, or is there something more at play? The answer may never be fully clear, but one thing is certain. The legacy of Sarah Logan's tragic death and the strange occurrences at Brookdale Lodge are bound together in a way that continues to capture the imagination of those who venture into the lodge's haunted halls. As the years passed and the lodge's reputation as a haunted location grew, the eerie occurrences became more frequent and more intense. Guests, staff, and paranormal investigators alike have all reported strange phenomena, many of which seem to center around specific locations within the lodge. The Brook Room, where the tragic drowning of Sarah Logan is said to have occurred, remains the focal point of these strange happenings. But as we delve deeper into the continued hauntings, it becomes clear that the paranormal activity at Brookdale Lodge isn't confined to just one room or one story. It spans the entire property, and its intensity appears to increase with time. One of the most compelling aspects of the haunting is the consistent reports of sightings of Sarah Logan's apparition. Guests who have stayed at the lodge report seeing a young girl, dressed in a white gown, wandering the halls or standing at the end of a hallway, staring vacantly ahead. These sightings are often accompanied by other phenomena, cold spots, strange noises, and a feeling of unease that seems to follow the apparition wherever it goes. The most consistent account comes from guests who say that the girl appears to be looking for something or someone as though she's still searching for help or trying to understand her own tragic fate. Some claim to have seen her move through the lodge, disappearing around corners or vanishing as quickly as she appears. But while Sarah's presence is the most widely reported, other paranormal occurrences have been documented as well. Staff members have heard voices in the empty halls, disembodied conversations that seem to come from nowhere, only to dissipate when they try to find their source. A particular area of the lodge, the pool deck, has been identified as a hotspot for strange activity. There, the air often feels unnaturally heavy, and staff members report hearing footsteps even when no one is around. Some claim to have felt a sense of dread or foreboding, especially near the railing where one could look out over the lodge's grounds. The sensation is so pronounced that several staff members refuse to go near the pool area alone, convinced that something malevolent resides there. The Brookdale Lodge's reputation for haunting spread well beyond casual guests, reaching the attention of paranormal investigators and psychics. Many have visited the lodge, attempting to understand what might be causing the strange happenings. Some believe that Brookdale Lodge is home to not just Sarah Logan's spirit, but to multiple other entities. Psychic mediums have described the energy in the lodge as thick and active, with several spirits purportedly making their presence known through objects that inexplicably move or shift. One investigator claimed that during an overnight stay, they observed a chair rocking back and forth on its own, as if an unseen hand were gently nudging it. Perhaps even more chilling are the reports from paranormal teams who have conducted investigations using equipment designed to capture supernatural phenomena. Devices that measure changes in temperature often register dramatic drops in temperature in certain areas of the lodge, particularly in the Brook Room and around the pool area. EVPs, electronic voice phenomena, which capture unexplained voices on recording devices, have also been captured during these investigations. In one instance, a voice was heard clearly saying, "Help me!" after a group of investigators asked if anyone was present. Could this be Sarah Logan still reaching out from beyond the grave, or is it another spirit tied to the lodge's mysterious past? What makes the hauntings at Brookdale Lodge so unique is the way in which they seem to escalate. While early reports of paranormal activity were mostly limited to fleeting shadows and strange noises, recent experiences have become more intense. Some guests have reported full-body apparitions, where they encounter a figure so vivid and real that they instinctively believe it to be a living person, only to realize moments later that the figure has vanished. In one of the more disturbing incidents, a guest was reportedly pushed into the creek by an unseen force while walking near the water's edge. Though the creek is shallow, the act of being shoved by an invisible entity suggests something far more sinister might be at play. One of the most intriguing aspects of the ongoing paranormal activity is the theory of residual hauntings. A residual haunting occurs when energy from a traumatic or intense event leaves a kind of imprint on the environment, causing the same events or emotions to replay over time. In the case of Brookdale Lodge, it's possible that Sarah Logan's tragic death left such a strong imprint on the lodge that her spirit, or the echo of her final moments, replays for guests who stay there. This could explain why some witnesses report seeing her appear in the same spots or hearing the same sounds over and over again. On the other hand, some paranormal experts argue that the hauntings at Brookdale Lodge could be a form of intelligent haunting. Unlike residual hauntings, where the energy replayed is akin to a ghostly recording, an intelligent haunting involves spirits that actively interact with the living. Could Sarah Logan be reaching out to those who visit the lodge trying to communicate, or perhaps seeking justice for her untimely death? Or could the numerous other entities that are said to haunt the lodge be attempting to make contact with the living for reasons of their own? The question of whether these hauntings are the result of residual energy or intelligent spirits adds to the mystery surrounding Brookdale Lodge. There are no easy answers, but what is clear is that the lodge's history and paranormal activity continue to captivate the imagination of those who hear its story. Whether it's the tragic fate of Sarah Logan or the many other mysterious occurrences that have been reported over the years, Brookdale Lodge remains a place shrouded in both history and the supernatural. As the investigation into the paranormal activity at Brookdale Lodge continues, more and more people are drawn to the mystery of the lodge's haunted past. Some come for the thrill of the unknown, while others are determined to find out what, if anything, lingers in the shadows of the lodge's historic walls. But whether you're a skeptic or a believer, one thing is for certain: the legends of Brookdale Lodge aren't likely to fade away anytime soon. As we wrap up our deep dive into the haunted history of Brookdale Lodge, it's clear that there are still more questions than answers. From the legend of Sarah Logan's tragic drowning to the many reports of ghostly apparitions and unexplained phenomena, the lodge remains a place of fascination for paranormal enthusiasts and skeptics alike. But what's the truth behind these hauntings? Are they the result of residual energy left behind by a traumatic past? Or are they intelligent spirits actively trying to communicate? There's no definitive answer, but both sides offer intriguing explanations. Looking at it through a rational lens, it's easy to see how environmental factors and psychological influences could play a role in the eerie happenings at the lodge. The architecture, the isolation, and the overwhelming history could all contribute to feelings of unease. The human mind is a powerful thing, and when people expect to encounter something supernatural, their senses are often heightened, making them more susceptible to interpreting ordinary sounds and sights as paranormal. But then, there's the problem with that theory. How do you explain the reports from psychics, investigators, and even the people who've experienced these hauntings firsthand? Could they all be suffering from the same mass delusion? Or could there really be something more to the stories? At the end of the day, we're left with a mystery. Is Brookdale Lodge truly haunted by the spirits of those who once walked its halls? Or is it a place where the past refuses to stay buried, its stories and tragedies echoing through the walls for all to hear? Maybe we'll never know for sure, but the fact remains. The lodge's history, both real and supernatural, continues to captivate and intrigue. So, whether you're planning your own visit to Brookdale Lodge or simply enjoying the story from afar, remember, sometimes the most unsettling mysteries are the ones that never get fully solved. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.